In the gospel that Deacon Chuck has just proclaimed to us, we encounter another one of Jesus' most oft-quoted lines. Much like last Sunday when he told us to repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. Today, Jesus tells us, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Together, these two injunctions are often referred to as the Golden Rule, something many of us were taught as children. Unfortunately, this rule is most often recognizable in its absence rather than in its presence. There's no shortage of places where it's lacking today, especially during this election cycle. The internet and social media have unfortunately exacerbated the absence of basic human kindness, not to mention Christian charity. As Christians, then, it should be our mission to approach the world, our lives, and our relationships with this rule. We should strive to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. We should seek to love him and serve him to the best of our abilities. We want to be people of integrity who allow God and faith to influence all aspects of our lives. You remember back to what Jesus said last Sunday when he talked about repaying to God what belongs to God and to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. He's not telling us to compartmentalize our lives, to put God in a little box. Rather, he's telling us that the whole box belongs to God. Our whole lives belong to him. And everything else lives within there. And that everything should be paid back to him. So we want to allow God to influence all aspects of our lives. And when we fail to do that, when we commit sin, we ask for forgiveness. For those sins or failures to live up to this love that we should have for God. We should also strive to treat our brothers and sisters, whether they be Christians or not, with the utmost love and respect. This is especially true of our brothers and sisters who are poor or marginalized, those of different races or classes than we are in. We are all beloved sons and daughters of God, and we should treat others according to that high standard, whether in real life or on the internet. Certainly, a lot more could be said about this topic. It's a very important one. After all, Jesus admits no exception to the Golden Rule. But today, I would like to take a few moments in this homily to give my annual stewardship message. It's the one homily I take each year to focus our attention on the temporal goods of the parish community. Those who are regular contributors to the parish should have received a letter in the mail from me last week. Contained with that letter is the annual financial report for the fiscal year that ended June 30th. The report is available, if you did not receive the mailing, with this week's e-bulletin on our website. I hope you'll take a few moments to review the report, and I would just like to highlight a few of the major points. First, last year, we saw 221 parishioners serve in pastoral ministries in some way. Ministries that we're familiar with at Mass, like being the lector or altar server, but also ministries of sharing the faith, Bible study, catechesis. There were 2,500 individuals last year who were served through our outreach programs. That's an incredible reach. 2,500 lives were impacted by our service, whether that be in the food pantry or Gabriel Network or our holiday outreach programs. We ended the last year in a favorable position with a modest surplus. This is wonderful considering that we were not open for public mass for 3 months in the spring. This was also possible because a full-time staff position was vacant last year, and one was vacant for half of the year. This allowed us to save quite a bit on salary and benefits. Truly, truly, we have been blessed over the last year. Blessed by God and blessed by your generosity. So I would like to say thank you. Thank you to all who support the parish community through your time, talent, treasure, prayer, in whatever way you contribute to the life of this parish. Thank you. I'm not going to take time now to go through the report in detail, but as I said, I encourage you to take a look at it. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to me. Our finance committee and our staff work hard to be good stewards of the resources which you have entrusted to us for the mission of the parish. So I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Speaking of mission, that is what I would like the substance of this homily to be about. The mission entrusted by Jesus to his church before he ascended into heaven. He says, go and make disciples of all nations. Go. It's active. Go and make disciples. That mission of the church is the same over 2,000 years of history, and it's true right now in our own time and place. And we've taken that larger mission and expressed it as our parish's mission to know Jesus and to make him known. It's a concise way to share what we are all about. However, it goes without saying that this pandemic has accelerated changes that were already taking place in society and also in the church. The practice of faith will be different in the future. There are so many open questions right now. And the changing landscape of faith and practice of faith may necessitate changes in the future. What those changes will be like, what the future holds, of course, we can only say that we don't know. But what we do know, what we can say for sure, is that God's faithfulness remains constant. Through the ups and the downs, the successes and the challenges, he is guiding every step of our lives and of this parish community. We can move forward together, take steps in our mission together, despite the uncertainties of the situation, because we are loved by God and because he has called us and given us the great treasure of our Catholic faith. God's faithfulness is the lighthouse in the storm, inviting us to move closer to him, to the safe harbor. And that light is none other than the light of the world, Jesus Christ. So my friends, today I invite you to join me in the mission. More specifically, I invite you to take up this mission, which is yours by virtue of your baptism. Our parish family will make progress in our mission when we stay united, when we offer our gifts of time, talent, and treasure, and when we, as St. Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians, bear with one another through love and try to preserve the unity of the Spirit. So I would like to ask you today to make a commitment to offertory giving and to the mission of the parish in the upcoming year. Perhaps you have been a casual Mass attendee, whether that be during the pandemic or before. Perhaps you can commit to coming to Mass physically on a more regular basis, if that is safe for you. Maybe you are already a regular Mass attendee And you can move to making your contributions through online giving, which keeps your support arriving on a regular basis and cuts down on printing and mailing costs. Or maybe you're already doing all of these things, and you can take a step out in faith and to give a sacrificial weekly or monthly gift to the parish as a sign of your trust in God's faithfulness. If you received a commitment card in the mail, you can fill it out and bring it with you to church next weekend to formalize your commitment to the offertory and to our mission over the next year. What I want to ask most of all today is that you commit to be a part of the mission of this parish community. We receive today our marching orders. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Let us go forth with confidence, go forth with mission, to move our lives and to move our parish community closer to Jesus, the light of the world.